The big financial news this week was the banks yet again skate. It's, you know, I'm not surprised it's happening, but it's always painful to watch. The attorney generals have, or almost all of them, yet one still, as of the time we went to the Saleri report, was outside the fold. But essentially, most of, if not all, of the attorney generals have come together under the leadership of the United States government into a jumbo mortgage settlement that lets the banks skate for all their fraud on the robo-signing and servicing. It's a very ugly package. It's being promoted as a lifeline to homeowners, the theory being that they're taking the money that the banks are scarfing up, and that will support refinancings and some kickbacks to borrowers who were foreclosed on. The part of the settlement is the big and most heinous banks. You have J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, I think Citibank, the old GMAC Alliance. And it's interesting. So I decided, upon looking at this very ugly settlement, to go into, at opensecrets.org, go into the financial filings of the candidates to see where they bank. And sure enough, Barack Obama banks at J.P. Morgan Chase. That's all. I did a little post up on the blog, and so you can go look at his financials and see, yes, he banks at J.P. Morgan Chase Private Banking. And Romney, it appears, from his financial statements, appears to bank at Bank of America. Although Romney's assets are so significant, I'm sure he probably has several banks. But it seems to me, if any of you intend to vote for either one of them, or you know anybody who intends to vote for one of them, I think they should be contacted, and the staff should be contacted, and it should be a condition of your vote that they personally move their money out of the banks that are doing all this fraud that they just allowed to skate. As a counterpoint, the city of Berkeley has announced, again, this is up on the blog, that they're going to move $300 million of bank deposits out of Wells Fargo and into a local bank. Now, this is a very significant move if you're a municipality, have been banking at a bank for a long time. That's a very operationally complex move to make, and it's a very big one to move, but it's very important. So, of course, you know the city council members of Berkeley are the hero of the week on the Saleri report. Touche to them. And let us hope that many other municipalities get the message and do likewise. There's a big uh-oh. The hacking group Anonymous, which yours truly does not believe is an independent hacking group, but somebody funded or with connections to the intelligence agencies, has announced Operation Seed Bomb. They're essentially encouraging everyone, this is part two to Occupy Wall Street. Now they're encouraging everyone to start collecting and planting seeds. I have a very strong recommendation to avoid this with a 10-foot pole. I think Operation Wall Street was very much a sort of something that was affected tremendously by this kind of op and entrainment technology. The idea of giving these guys an enormous database of everybody who's interested in fresh food and then hooking into something where they can use significant entrainment is, I do not think, a very good thing for the food movement. But I do think that this happening at the very time that we're watching lots of different things that enables them to get lockdown of the seed and food supply, you know, I don't think that's a coincidence. I think there is such an explosion of interest in fresh food and such resistance to the lockdown plan that doing this kind of thing in the fresh food groups makes a whole lot of sense. Now let's turn to the financial markets. Two big uh-ohs. The Dow has been rising towards 13,000. And if you look at, there's just a number of signs that show sort of fundamental weakness. We see projections of earnings indicate, say, for the S&P 500, earnings could be down as much as 40% going forward. We see reports now of significant increase of corporate insider selling, not a good sign. And finally, the SEC comes out with a plan for money markets, concerned about what happened with money markets in 2008. All of these sort of signs of fundamental weakness. Meantime, yields just keep getting lower. It's like a limbo dance. How low can you go? I spent the last 2 weeks chasing Canadian yields, trying to get a Canadian sovereign bond for a client, and sure enough, the yields went negative. Now, these are short term. Then we tried to switch to an Australian. That didn't work. Yields down to nothing. and that's even with the dollar falling. Good corporates are very, in the short area, very hard to get anything decent above 1% now, and it's amazing to see the cost of capital go to zero for the large players, you know, come down to Main Street, and the cost of capital is quite, you know, is something else. It's in the 30, 40, 50% range. The latest Shadow Stat reports, God bless John Williams, he just keeps calculating the statistics, show inflation running at 6% and unemployment at 22.5%. So if you're getting a 0% yield or a 1% yield on your CDs, but your food price inflation is running at 6% or higher, and 22.5% of you and your household can't get employed, that's a very ugly picture, and that's at the heart of the slow burn. That 22.5% compares to unemployment at the peak of the Great Depression of 25%. It's getting close, but they didn't have food stamps. If you look at the food stamps number, they continue to explode. 2011, we had 44.7 million people on food stamps. That's almost a double from 2007 when we had 26 million. New proposals from Treasuries promoting annuities. They're trying to promote the concept of you know, don't have assets, have a lifelong earning flow annuity is better, then you'll never run out of money. Of course, they're saying that as inflation is, real inflation is running at 6% and the dollar is being debased. As I said before, I never met an annuity that I like.